Happy Father's Day to the Jaguar Kings. For 534 years, the Bronze Sons of the Bronze Sun have lost a little bit of Papa Jaguar's magic. Yes, since those treacherous boats brought the hungry man to Turtle Island, each generation has had less to pass down. Less land, less wisdom, less tradition, less safety, and less freedom and independence. But love is still strong and everywhere. Better still, we're still here. Since those long days ago, Boxitos in Yucatan and Mexica Esquincles, each early evening, wait and wait for fathers that more and more did not return home. And each year, more and more, Jaguars fell to the treachery of the thirsty ones. At first, I imagine those that survived sat next to fires, healed, and planned to save the ways of the people of the sun. But at some point, campfires turned to candles that looked for new beginnings, refuge, and maroon. Again and again and again, the fathers fought, they recovered, they fought again, and they huddled for counsel and counsel. But also at some point, the men who shared nothing and took without honor arrived again and again and again. As more ships arrived with more important words, pretty papers, and more thirst, the battles became too much. Soon the laws, words, and swords of the white fathers tipped the scale faster than the gold they came for. Soon the chains that held together captives grew as strong as the lines they drew between us. At some point, those same men of God took from their own lands the darker men who first told the thirsty ones about the lands to the west. The scientists, architects, engineers, scholars, and traders who built the great societies and fed large nations on the fertile land of the first world. Soon the wise travelers, traders, and sailors of Al-Kibulan were joined by the Africans kidnapped by the thirsty ones. As our alliances grew, so did our capture. Having divided the shades of brown, the unhappy takers introduced paper that told us all how things should be. Some of the men were even given forbidden coins to make sure the magic papers with mystical ideas created magical energy with powerful rules that only served them. Others took the coins to bury the temples of their grandfathers and chase down the rebels that realized the fires never subsided. At some point, more than many men decided to find peace. Those that survived the poison cups, blankets, and mines walked miles upon miles to deliver their energy, their health, and their strength to the men who worked while sitting down. As walks turned into carriages, boats, and machines, a few rebelled. Tupac, Cuauhtemoc, Tecumseh, Sitting Bull, Allende, Martí, Sandino, Turner, Murrieta, Massaquoi, the Apaches, the Comanches, Malcolm, Camilo, H-Rap, Garvey, Corky, Kwame, and many more we now stand on. For moments, the Jaguars and Panthers gave hope, but still, most of the bronze men who first hugged the babies preferred to chase the wicked man's coin. Some even avoided the sun to sit among those who worked sitting down. They worshipped in temples of force, joined their circles of power, and even sacrificed their own children to hidden islands, wars of greed, and pedagogies of lies. As the eagle flew further away, we see the same came to Cambodia, to Chiapas, Durango, Detroit, from Sao Paulo to South Africa. The same scene, only different. 40 men standing on the bed of a truck meant for two, to deliver their energy, strengths, and time to the grandchildren of those who killed the grandfathers of their own grandfathers. Except tonight, those little boys will see their father's shadow appear with flesh to follow. The Jaguar cub will hug the Papa Jaguar as the sister and wife hold the candles that gave light to new paths for 534 years. A light that reminds us, if we listen, that the circus, the cell, the city, the farm, the kitchen, the walls, and the malls only exist because we built them. A light that can also burn it all down. Happy Father's Day to the Jaguar Kings.